Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经献上感恩。
And your promise is that the entrance of your words will bring light.
所以主啊，您的应许是呢，进入您的话会给我们带来亮光。
And so we pray that you will teach us this afternoon with your light.
所以我们就祷告，今天下午呢，您会带着您的光来教导我们。
So we give thanks in the anticipation of your blessing.
所以我们献上感恩，期待您的赐福。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so we've got in front of us now a book whose name is Exodus.
在我们面前摆的这一本书的名字叫呢《出埃及记》。
That means Exodus means our word exit. Exodus is similar to the word exit.
所以这个出埃及记那个 Exodus 的它的词呢跟这个上面写的这个出口是基本上一样的意思。
The exit sign says this is the way out.
所以这个出口的意思呢说明这是出去的路。
And the book of Exodus is the story of the way out from Egypt into the promised land that God organized for the Israelites.
你这个里面的出埃及记呢，就是说是、啊、以色列人呢，他呢从埃及出来，进到旷野，去到应许之地，这就是神对以色列人的计划。
So the book begins now with these names. Now these are the names of the children of Israel who came to Egypt. Each man and his household came with Jacob.
所以这本书的开始第一节说呢，以色列的孩子们各带着家眷和雅各一同来到埃及，他们的名字记在下面。
So we have the name Exodus on top of this book.
所以我们在这本书的上面呢写着出埃及记。
But in the Hebrew language, that's not the name of the book.
但是呢，从那个希伯来语来讲，这不是这本书的名字。
In the Hebrew language, the name of the book is "Now These Are the Names."
所以呢，就是希伯来圣经上面写着说呢，现在下面是名字。
So Hebrew simply takes the first few words of the book and says that's the title of the book.
所以希伯来文呢，基本上就是说把第一节经文的那几个词呢拿出来说，这是这本书的说明。
So what is the story of the book of Exodus?
那么出埃及记的这个故事是什么
？Well, it's what happened to those few names and their posterity.
所以这个讲到的是关于那几个名字和他们的后人的故事。
How many names came into Egypt?
所以多少个名字进入埃及呢？
70. How many names left Egypt?
多少名字离开埃及呢？
Well, nobody knows, of course, except the Lord. But probably 2 million, maybe more.
所以呢，当然呢，除了主以外，没有任何人知道确切的数字，大概有200万。
Are the names important?
名字是重要的吗？
They were important when they came, but there were only 70 of them.
他们进来的时候呢是重要的，因为当时他们只有70个人。
When they left, there were 2 million. That's important. 2 million people are important.
那当他们离开的时候有200万人，200万人这个是非常重要的。
So again, the emphasis at the very beginning of the book is names are important to God, which means you and I are important to God.
所以这个书本一开始呢讲到呢名字对神来说是重要的，那么说这几个意味着呢你我的名字对神来说也是重要的。
And that's why we like singing the hymn Jesus Loves Me.
所以呢这是为什么我们喜欢唱那首赞美诗，主耶稣爱我。
All right, so these are the names and we're going to get all 70 of them now.
所以这些都是名字，我们呢要读到所有的70个。
Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher, all those who were descendants of Jacob were 70 persons, for Egypt was, or Joseph was in Egypt already.
以下面的名字是有流变西面立位有大以撒卡西伯伦变雅敏但拿夫他利加德亚瑟凡从雅各而生的共有70人因为约瑟已经在埃及。
So from Jacob one came 12, and from the 12 came 70, and from the 70 came 2 million.
你这个呢从那个雅各开始出了12个。从十二个呢出了七十，从七十个呢出了200万。
We've been talking about a lot about the stories this morning.
今天早上呢，我们讲了很多的故事。
Are God's stories important?
神的故事是重要的吗
？And you remember, some people like to tell jokes.
你得记得，有些人喜欢讲笑话。
And their jokes are funny.
他们笑话很好笑。
Are they important?
重要吗?
No.
不重要。
God tells stories about people.
神呢讲的故事是关于人的故事。
And God's people are important, and therefore his stories are wonderful, but they're also very important.
在这个里面呢，神的子民是非常重要的，所以他们的故事呢都是非常美好奇妙的，但是同样呢也是非常重要的。
So if from Joseph, sorry, if from Jacob came 2 million, what are they going to write about the 2 million who come from you?
你这个里面呢，就是从雅各一人出了200万。那么说呢，他们会写什么关于那200万人来对你来说呢
？Good guys or bad guys?
是好人坏人？
So the story is told of Jonathan Edwards.
那个一个叫 Jonathan Edwards 的讲了个故事。
And he was a great man. He was a university president back in New England a couple of hundred years ago.
因为他是一个非常的就是说是聪明的人。他是一个大学的校长，就是回到。可以追溯到新英格兰的那个时代。
He wasn't just a university president; he was a great preacher.
他不仅仅是一个大学的校长，同样呢，也是一个那个讲道人。
And he said to his wife, "We're going to pray that the Lord is going to give us, excuse me, children who will bring glory to the Lord."
他跟他的太太说呢，我们要来祷告。祷告呢，就神会赐给我们一些孩子，会把荣耀带给主的。
And so he prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for his children.
就他为他的孩子们祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告。
Couple of hundred years later, some probably sociologists decided to do a study to see what happened to Jonathan Edwards' children.
因为几百年以后呢，有些有可能是那些。神学家他们决定呢去研究一下那个 Jonathan Edward 的孩子的情况到底什么样。
And he was amazed, the man who did the study, to find that Jonathan Edwards' posterity were doctors and lawyers and senior businessmen and senior politicians. They were good men, great men.
所以呢，这个做这个研究的人呢，感到非常的惊奇。因为Jonathan Edwards的这些后人呢，他们都是一些律师啊、政治家呀、啊，还有一些讲道人呢、博士啊、医生呐、啊，他们都是一些高阶的生意人呢，他们都是一些非常成功的人士。
And he concluded that God had honored Jonathan Edwards' prayers.
所以他的这结呢，神呢就是尊重了Jonathan Edwards的祷告。
Chapter 49 of Genesis is really in part a prayer of Jacob for his posterity, isn't it?
因为就是创世纪的49章，基本上呢就是说是雅各对他的后人的那个祷告，是不是呢？
And the answer is yes, God honored Jacob for his prayers, made him a great nation.
所以答案是的，因为神呢尊重了雅各的祷告，让他的后人呢成功，成了伟大的国家。
And so when you visit the city, the New Jerusalem, in an age to come, and you walk through the gates, what are you going to see?
所以当你在进入新耶路撒冷城的时候呢，你要通过那些门的时候，你会看见什么？
You're going to see the names of Jacob's 12 sons. 12 gates, 12 names of Jacob's 12 sons.
你会看到雅各的十二个儿子的名字，因为新耶路撒冷城有十二个门，每个门上都有一个儿子的名字。
So verse 5 then, verse 6 rather says, and Joseph died, all his brothers and all that generation.
第六节说约瑟和他的弟兄并那一代的人都死了。
And verse 7 says, but the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied and grew exceedingly multi, and the land was filled with them.
第七节说，以色列的孩子们生养众多，并且繁茂极其强盛，满了那地。
So God had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that He would multiply their children, and that's what He did.
所以神呢，就是应许了亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各，神会也呢增多他的孩子们，这就是神做的。
Verse 8 says, now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph.
第八节说有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理埃及。
That is basically the sad story of much of history.
这个基本上是说是这个历史上呢的非常悲惨的一个故事。
A new generation arises that doesn't know the greatness of those who laid the foundation of their land.
新一代的人呢崛起了，他们不知道呢，那个老一代的人呢是为建立他们这片土地的基础的人。
How disappointing for them. They didn't know Joseph. Joseph had made the nation rich. Joseph had made the kings, the pharaohs rich.
所以他们这些人呢，应该是多么的失望，因为他们不认识约瑟。约瑟让他们的国家，让法老变得富有。
But for some reason, the king didn't know Joseph, probably because he didn't want to know Joseph.
现在的问题呢，就是说是新王呢，他不认识约瑟，有可能是他根本就不想认识约瑟。
If he had spent a lot of time considering Joseph, he would have had to honor both Joseph and Joseph's God.
如果呢，他花大量时间去研究那个约瑟的话呢，他有可能的尊重约瑟和约瑟的神。
Kings usually don't spend a lot of time honoring anybody other than themselves.
所以王们呢，大多数呢，他们就是不会花时间去研究其他人除了他自己以外。
And most kings don't spend much time honoring God.
你大多数王呢也不花时间去尊重神。
This king was like that.
这个王就是这样的。
So verse 9, he said to his people, look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we.
第九节说呢，对他的百姓说，看呢，这以色列孩子们的民比我们还多，又比我们强盛。
Why might that have been?
为什么会是这样？
Well, the problem, of course, is that the Egyptians didn't believe in the God of heaven who told people how to live.
因为有可能就是说是埃及人呢，他们不认识那位天上的神，他教导人应该怎样去活。
And the Bible says the family is very important.
圣经说家庭是非常重要的。
And it says one God, sorry, one man, one woman.
他说呢，一夫一妻。
And the Egyptians and the immoral people of all nations say that's too confining.
并且就是说是那些埃及人那些道德败坏的，他们说那这个太限制了。
They practice their immorality to two terrible consequences.
他们呢就是去实行那样的淫乱，有两个后果。
Number one, they didn't want children.
一个，他们不想生孩子。
And number two, they got to the point where they couldn't have children.
第二个呢，他们甚至到了那个地步呢，生不了孩子。
Their sin was so bad that they lost the ability to have children.
因为他们的罪如此的遭到程度呢，他们失去了生养的能力。
And so the children of Israel, the children of Jacob, why they kept on having lots of kids because that's what God wanted, and the others, they kept on in their immoral ways, and they didn't have children.
因为以色列的孩子们呢，他们遵照神的指示呢，所以他们呢就生养了很多孩子，孩子越来越多。另外的那些呢，不认识神的人呢，他们呢行使他们的淫乱，他们就没有孩子了。
Has that ever happened in the world since?
所以自从那以后，在世界上发生过吗？
And the answer is most of the nations of the rest of the Western world are reproducing at numbers insufficient to maintain their numbers.
对这个呢，答案是呢，大多数西方的国家呢，他们那种就是繁衍能力呢，达不到，就是说是维持他们当地人口的那个数量。
I believe it's true in Canada today. The average family is having fewer children that would be required to maintain the population of Canada into the future. Our population is going down.
因为我认为这个发生在加拿大，加拿大的家庭的那个孩子们呢，他的数量没有足够到可以维持这个国家的人口的这个程度，所以我们加拿大的人口是在递减的。
So the population of Canada is increasing because of immigration. It's not increasing because the people who live here are multiplying properly.
所以这个里面呢，我们加拿大的人口增加呢，是因为移民，而并不是因为住在这里的人呢，他们繁衍的正常。
All of that is a warning sign from God.
所以这些都是从神来的一个警告的标志。
So here's this Pharaoh, and he says, We've got a problem. The children of Israel are multiplying, they're growing, they're stronger. What can we do?
因为这个呢，这里是我们的这里是那个法老，他说现在出现了新问题，那么说呢，以色列人他们的数目不断增加，那我们地界我们应该怎么做？
He says in verse 10, Come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it happen in the eyes of war, in the event of war, that they will join our enemies and fight against us, and so go up to, so go up out of our land.
第十节说，那个法老说：“来吧，我们不如用巧计待他们，恐怕他们多起来，日后若遇什么征战的事儿，就联合我们的仇敌攻击我们，离开这地去了。
Why would he be worried that they might go up out of the land?
”那为什么他要担心他们会离开这地而去了呢？
Probably because they heard of the prophecy that the children of Israel had known that they would one day go up out of their land.
因为有可能他们知道这个预言就是说，以色列人呢，有一天呢，他们会离开那片土地。
I'm amazed how many people know enough about the Bible to realize what could happen and they fight against it.
我感到非常惊奇的是呢，有这么多人呢，他们意识到圣经里的预言会发生一些什么事情，他们有这样的知识，所以呢，他们就开始采取一些行动去抵挡。
We've been hearing about Yolanda and her math problems.
所以我们今天早上听到呢，尤兰达和他的数学问题。
When I was in first year university, we had a math professor.
因为当我还上大学一年级的时候呢，我们一个数学教授，
He wasn't really a good man.
他不是个好人。
But I was amazed. He could quote scripture very accurately.
我感到非常惊奇的时候，他可以背诵经文非常的精准。
And I thought, what is this man doing?
我这个。
He's quoting the Bible, and he quoted it correctly, and he quoted it in the right context.
因为这个人有什么问题吗？他能够背诵圣经，而且能够在引用圣经，引用在正确的内容里面。
He knew about the truth of God. He was happy to fight against it. He liked his sin, but he knew the truth of God.
知道那个神的真理，但是呢，他非常的喜欢去跟神的真理斗争，因为他喜欢他自己的罪。
So Pharaoh probably knew that the children of Israel were contemplating going out of the land, and he said, No, I don't want them to go.
所以法老呢，有可能意识到，他知道，就是以色列人在考虑要离开埃及，所以他说呢，我要阻止他们。
Therefore, he said, Let's make slaves out of them.
所以然后他说呢，我们把他们当奴隶来。
Verse 11, Therefore, they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramses.
第11节说，于是埃及人派督工加重担苦待他们。他们为法老建造两座集货城，就是比东和兰塞。
It's amazing to me how many people, knowing the prophecy of God, decide to fight against it and to fight against God's people who might benefit from that prophecy.
你这个呢，就是非常神奇的事呢，就是说是有多少人他们知道呢神的应许，神的应许呢，知道到一个程度呢，他们要去反对神的应许，反对神的子民，以免神的子民从那些应许里得到益处。
But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were in dread of the children of Israel.
第12节只是越发苦害他们，他们越发多起来，越发蔓延，埃及人就因以色列的孩子们愁烦。
Afflict. I don't know what that word is in Chinese, but it's not a very pleasant word in English. I don't like affliction.
Chinese is not a good word also. 所以他说那就是他不知道苦害这个词在中文里。是什么样？他不喜欢"苦哀"这个词，我说中文也不是个好词，我们也不喜欢。
So what does the psalmist say?
那诗人怎么说的
？He says, "I am glad that I was afflicted, because I learned your way."
那我非常的高兴，我被苦害了，因为在苦害中我学会了您的路。
And many men of God have concluded as follows. They say, I've learned more from my afflictions and troubles than I learned from the blessings and ease.
有的人说呢，在我的人生里呢，就是说是我这样的苦难和苦害，我学得了更多的，在我舒适和放松时候学不到的东西。
Is affliction always bad?
所以苦害总是不好的事情吗？
Well, verse 12 says, the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew.
所以这个第12节说呢，只是越发苦害他们，他们越发多起来。
Have you ever said to the Lord, Lord, I got a problem. This hurts. Please take it away from me.
你有没跟主呢这么说过？你说主啊，我有大麻烦了，这个太痛苦了，求您呢把它移走。
Why doesn't the Lord always do that?
主为什么总是要那样做
？Because sometimes He's got better things for us, and He allows the affliction in order to get us to the point where we will receive the benefit He has for us.
所以呢，因为呢，他有更好的事情给我们，所以呢，允许我们受到这样的苦害，这样呢，在苦害中呢，以便我们能够通过这个苦害呢，收到他给我们的益处。
Verse 13, so the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor.
13节说，埃及人严严的使以色列的孩子们做工。
So you got this terrible situation. There's a problem.
所以你这样一个可怕的情况，这里存在问题。
And so, in order to avoid the problem, the Egyptians increase the problems for Israel.
所以呢，为了解决这样的问题呢，埃及人呢，他们增加那个以色列人的麻烦。
And the more the problem, the more they increase the problem, the more they grow, and so they get made the problems even greater, and then they make it greater, and then they make it greater.
所以呢，他们呢，给他们的麻烦越多呢，他们的问题就变得越大。越是给他们加麻烦呢，他们自己的问题就越多，所以呢，麻烦越多，问题越大了。
The preachers often say that sometimes the best thing for the church is persecution.
所以那些讲道人通常说呢，有时候对教会来说最好的事情呢，是受到迫害。
Historically, when the church is persecuted, it gets strong and grows.
所以在历史上呢，如果教会受到迫害，它就会变得强大，并且
When it
成
isn't
长。
persecuted, it often gets fat and lazy, and it doesn't grow.
所以呢，如果它不受迫害呢，它就会发胖，并且呢变得懒惰，并且不成长。
And a lot more about that in the book of Acts.
所以呢，在《使徒行传》里很多是关于这个事情的。
So, the Pharaoh says, "I know how to get these people. I'm going to make their affliction worse." And the Lord says, "And I'm going to bless them more in the affliction." So the harder he presses, the better it gets because the children of Israel grow.
所以这个里面的法呢，说呢，我知道这一点，我要跟那个以色列人呢加更多的苦难。那么说呢，神说呢，如果你跟他加越多苦难，我在苦难里给他的赐福就越多。所以呢，他越加苦难，那么呢，以色列人成长更大，压力更大，他们成长更大。
And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage. This is verse 14. In mortar, in brick, and in all manner of service in the field, all their service in which they made them serve was with rigor.
第十四节说呢，使他们因做苦工觉得命苦，无论是和泥，是做砖，是做田间各样的工，在一切的工上都严严的待他们。
So what happened?
发生了什么呢？
The more they afflicted them, the stronger these people became.
他们呢受的苦害越多呢，他们这些人呢变得越强壮。
Have you noticed in the stories of the kings and the battles of the children of Israel that the children of Israel usually won?
所以呢，你有没有意识到呢？在那个列王记里，当以色列人呢出去打仗的时候呢，他们通常会赢。
Why did they win?
他为什么会赢呢？
Well, in part because they were stronger.
一部分原因是因为他们非常强壮。
They went to work every day, just like Vic did when he had to go to glean in the field.
他们每天呢都去劳动，就像当时老王一样的，他都去田间捡麦穗。
And they worked hard and long in the sweat and the heat of the day, and they didn't always have lunch.
所以他们每天呢，就是说是在地里呢出大汗，努力的工作，通常呢没有午餐吃。
And they became strong, strong, really strong.
变得强壮，强壮，真的很强壮。
Now they needed that because one day they were going to have to start walking. They had to walk all the way from Egypt to Mount Sinai and then around the wilderness for 40 years.
他们呢需要这样的身体，因为有一天呢，他们要从埃及走出去， 他们从埃及走到旷野，走到就是西奈山，西奈山以后呢，然后围着旷野转40年。
So, you go to war,
你要去参加战争，
and out comes the enemy against you.
所以最后呢，敌人呢，反对你，
And either you chase them or they chase you.
或者呢，你追他们，他们追你。
And if you're stronger than them and they chase you, what happens?
如果你比他们强壮，他们追你的时候会怎么样？
You run away and you wave at them and say, bye bye, I'm out of here.
所以呢，因为你跑很远了，你说啊，拜拜，我走了。
And if you chase them, what happens?
如果你追他们，会发生什么呢？
The easiest thing in the world. You just keep chasing them and they get weaker and weaker and then they fall over and you go up and you go, he's dead.
所以呢，这个里面就是这世界上最容易的工作了，因为你比他们强壮，你在后面追呢，越追他们就越弱，越追他们就越弱，最后他们瘫倒在地，你就上去拿着那个刀，像
So
那
the
个枪。
children of Israel were stronger than their enemies because of the hard work they had to do.
所以呢，以色列的孩子们呢，比他们的敌人呢强壮，因为他们做了非常繁重的苦工。
And you trust the Lord and read your Bible, and you will be stronger than the enemies who are against you.
所以呢，你就是说相信主，你读你的圣经，你就会比你的敌人更加强壮。
And when you speak to people about their need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, what are they going to usually say?
所以呢，如果你跟人说，你说他们需要相信主耶稣基督为他们的救主，他们通常会怎么说呢？
You ask them some questions and they will say, I gotta go now.
所以你问他们一些问题，他说啊，我要走了。
So, very interesting. Hard bondage is not a bad thing.
所以呢，非常有意思，这个呢，非常艰苦的捆绑，并不是一件坏事。
Well, that didn't work. So 15, then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shiphrah and the name of the other Puah.
15节说，有希伯来的两个接生婆，一名施夫拉，一名普阿，埃及王对他们说。
And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live.
16节说，你们为希伯来妇人接生，看他们临盆的时候，若是男孩，就把他杀了；若是女孩，就留她存活。
That's a pretty terrible thing, isn't it?
这是一件很恐怖的事情，是不是呢？
Why do you have to kill the babies?
你为什么要杀婴儿？
Our lives, our society does that.
我们的社会这么去做，
It's wickedness.
这是他们的邪恶。
All right. So the name of one was Shifra.
这其中一个人的名字叫施弗拉，
And the name of the other was Pua.
另一名叫普拉。
So what's the word Shifra mean?
那施弗拉是什么意思呢？
It means bright and beautiful.
这个是明亮、漂亮。
What's the name Pua mean?
那普拉是什么意思呢？
It means light.
也是那个光。
Okay, these women were responsible for bringing children into the world.
这两个女的呢，她们的责任是把孩子接收到这个世界。
And their names were Mrs. Bright and Mrs. Light. Da da da.
她们的一个人的名字叫呢，就是光太太、亮太太，哒滴哒。
What a beautiful job. My job is to help build the people and bring the babies into the world.
所以这是一个多美的工作了。我的工作呢，是把孩子们接到这个美丽的世界来。
And the Pharaoh says, if you see a son, kill him. And if you see a daughter, let her live.
一般来说呢，你们看到男孩就把他杀了，看见女孩就留他。
So I guess the reason for that was that if you had the sons, you could kill them off. They couldn't fight against you. If they had daughters, you could marry them. They'd probably be able to give you more children than your own daughters could because they don't have the diseases that you would pass on to your children.
因为我认为这个原因呢，法老这么说的原因是因为呢，如果是男孩，你把他杀了呢，以后就没人跟你打仗了。那么说是一个女孩呢，将来呢，你们就可以娶她们，因为她们没有那些疾病，就是因为你们自己的孩子、自己的女孩子带来那些疾病，这些没有病的以色列女孩会给你生养更多的你们自己的孩子。
But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king had commanded them, but saved the male children alive.
就是这些，但是接生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的命令行，竟存留男孩的性命。
So the king of Egypt called for the midwives, said to them, "Why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive?"
埃及王招来了接生婆，说：“你们为什么这么做呢？存留男孩的性命呢？”
And the midwife said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them."
就是有些说，接生婆对法老说呢，因为希伯来妇人与埃及妇人不同，希伯来妇人有活力，接生婆还没有到，她们已经生产了。
And in all probability, there was a lot of truth in that.
因为有可能呢，这里面呢有很多的真理在里面。
But it wasn't just the truth in it, it was that the midwives refused to kill the little baby boys.
但是呢，其中一些呢，可能不一定是真相，因为那些希伯来的，因为那些接生婆呢，他们不愿意去杀害那些男孩。
Verse 20, Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And it was so because the midwives feared God. That he provided households for them.
第二十节，神厚待接生婆，以色列人多起来，极其强盛。接生婆因为敬畏神，神便叫他们成立家室。
They basically stood up to the king and said, "No, we will not do what you have commanded. You know that it's sin. We won't do it."
所以呢，他们基本上是站出来对那个法老王说呢，你是自己有罪的，所以我们不跟你一起犯罪，我们不做那样的事。
And so what did God do?
那么神做了什么呢？
Well, he built households for them.
所以神让他们成家立室。
They said, "I won't destroy the households of others." God said, "That's wonderful. I'll build your household."
所以呢，他们基本上说呢，我们不会摧毁其他的家庭。那么神说呢，这个太好了，我让你们成家立室。
I think you'd have been happy to meet their families.
因为我认为你会很高兴碰到他们的家人。
I think they both had lots of children.
我认为这两个人呢，有一大堆的孩子。
And had lots of good children.
有一大堆好孩子。
The Lord rewards you.
主会奖赏你的。
So, verse 22, so Pharaoh commanded all the people, saying, "Every son who has been born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you will save alive."
第二十二节，法老吩咐他的民众说，以色列人所生的男孩，你们都要丢到河里，一切的女孩，你们要存留她的性命。
So what often happens when you start fighting against the people, they start fighting against you.
所以呢，通常呢，会发生一什么呢？你开始和一群人去斗，他们也开始跟你斗的时候呢
？If you're standing for God and they're fighting against you, what might happen?
所以，如果你站在神这一边，他们开始反对你，对他们会在你身上会发生什么呢
？Well, they might run and go away.
他们可能会逃跑。
And they might make things worse.
他们呢会让事情变得更糟。
And here, the Pharaoh said, "I am going to make things worse."
在这里呢，法老说呢，我会让事情更严重。
Praise the Lord. When things get worse rather than better, don't be disappointed. That's not the end of the story.
我们要感谢赞美主，当那个事情呢变得更糟、更严重，而不是干变得更好的时候呢，要记住，这不是故事的结局。
There's a little phrase we have in English. I don't know whether it's in Chinese as well, but in English it goes like this: "Nice guys finish last.
所以这个里面呢，我们在英语里有这么一句话，不知道在中文有没有？它的意思应该是呢，好人好人笑到最后。
That means the saying goes, life nice guys finish last. Therefore, don't be a nice guy.
所以他说呢，这个时间就是说是啊，如果好人啊，他应该是好人不长寿。那如果是好人不长寿呢，不要做好人。
Now, if you look around you in the world today, you may very well conclude that nice guys finish last.
因为如果呢，就是说你看到那个观察当今的世界，你可能得出这样结论：好人不长寿。
What's wrong with that statement?
这个说法有什么错
？Nothing.
没有。
Why?
为什么
？Because nice guys finish last, but it lasts. Where's the last? And after the judgment of God, which will be the last, nice guys finish first, and bad guys finish last.
那么说呢，就是说是啊，这个如果说好人不长寿的话呢，那么最终的那个终点在哪里呢？最终的终点是在神那里。那么说呢，从这个意义上来说，应该好人是最终是好的结局的。
What's wrong with the way people think in the world today?
因为当今世界的人，他们的思考方式有什么不对
？They've got their eye on the wrong finish line.
所以他们的就是说是眼睛看在错误的终点上。
They say, when you die, that's the end.
他们说：“那你死了，这就是终点。”
But God says, after death, the judgment.
那神说呢，人死以后有审判。
So which finish line do you want to finish first on?
所以呢，你要结束在哪一个结束点上先结束呢
？The first finish line or the last finish line?
所以第一个结束的终点还是最终的结束终点呢
？And we say, Lord.I want to stand tall on the last finish line.
所以我们说主啊，在最后的终点上，我要站立得住。
So that's the background to the story of Exodus.
这就是出埃及记这个故事的背景。
Now the question is, what's God doing about it?
所以呢，就是现在问题是神在做什么
？Does God care?
神关心吗？
And the answer is yes. You let God do His work. And so now we're getting the solution.
所以答案是是的，你让神去做他的工作。现在呢，我们得到了解决方案。
So it says a man of the house of Levi went and took as a wife a daughter of Levi.
所以呢，出埃及记第二章第一节说，有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未的女儿为妻。
Is that the solution to the problem?
这就是问题的解决方案吗
？And the answer is yes. Very often, that's God's solution to the problem.
嗯，答案是是的。这通常呢，就是神来解决问题的方案。
He says, "I'm going to select a couple, and I'm going to let them have children, and I'm going to bless their children and make them mighty." God often says the way to solve this problem is to have good children.
所以呢，神说呢，我要让一对人呢，他们成为夫妻，然后他们又会有很多的孩子，我要赐福给他们的孩子。神的解决方案呢，通常呢就赐福他们的孩子们。
So the question then is, who are you going to marry?
现在问题就是说，你会跟谁结婚
？And this says the man of Levi took a wife of the daughter of Levi.
这句经文说，一个利未家的人娶了一个利未的女儿为妻。
And many Bible verses, especially relating to the tribe of Levi, are that the man of Levi should marry the daughters of Levi.
所以呢，圣经里很多的故事关于利未人的故事呢，就是说利未家的人应该娶利未家的女儿为妻。
A friend of mine is a good godly man.
我的一个朋友，他是一个非常敬虔的人。
He said to his children, "Don't marry someone from another nationality."
他说呢，不要去娶不同国籍的人。
The answer is why? Why would you not do that?
所以答案是，问题是为什么？为什么要那么做？
Well, among other things, because it's hard enough for two to get together when they're somewhat different anyway, but you get two different nationalities, hard to put them all together.
所以答案是呢，就是很难呢让他们呢在一起，因为呢，如果你有两个呢不同的国籍的人呢在一起呢，很难在一起相处。
So easier if you have someone from your own nationality as a wife.
所以呢，就是如果你娶你同族的那个女人为妻呢，就很容易得多。
Now there's a whole lot more to that story, and I apologize for not giving it to you, but the principle is marry someone who's similar to you.
因为这里面呢还有很多的那样的原则在里面呢，所以呢，我抱歉，我不能把所有的就是都讲给你们听。但是这里的原则是呢，你要娶你类似的人为妻子。
Don't just marry a Christian, marry somebody who loves the Lord the way you do. That's the principle of Scripture.
你呢不仅仅是只是说娶一个基督徒，你要娶一个呢，就是说跟你爱主的方式一样去爱主的人，这就是你要去做的。
So this woman conceived and bore a son, verse 2.
第二节说，这个女人怀孕生了一个儿子。
And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months.
见他是个俊美的孩子，就藏了他三个月。
And I've always had trouble with that verse.
所以我总是很难理解这句经文。
How many of you would, as a mother, look at the child and say, he's not very beautiful, I don't mind if I kill him or her?
所以你们做妈妈的有几个人说过，有时候说，我这个孩子太丑了，我把他杀了吧。
I think every mother says, my child's beautiful, doesn't she?
我认为每一个母亲都说我的孩子非常漂亮，是不是呢？
I sure hope my mother said that when I was born.
我觉得很确定，当我出生的时候，我妈妈是那么说的。
Anyway, this woman said, he's a good kid, I'm not going to kill him. Look at that kid, he's beautiful.
这个女人说呢，你看看这个孩子非常的俊美，非常漂亮，我不会杀他的。
But when, verse 3, she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank.
第三节是后来不能再藏，就取了一个蒲草箱，抹上石漆和沥青，将孩子放在里头，把箱子挪到河边的芦荻中。
Why did she do that?
为什么要这么做呢？
Because the law said, put the child in the river.
因为法律说呢，你要把孩子扔到河里。
So she said, all right, well, I'll put him in the river, but I'll just put a little protection around him so he doesn't get wet.
是啊，我就把孩子扔到河里，但是呢，我要给他做一些保护，所以这样他就不见水了。
Well, I think that's pretty smart. Do you think Moses' mother was a smart woman?
我认为这个非常的聪明。你认为摩西的母亲是个聪明的女人吗？
She said, listen, he's a good kid. The king wants me to put him in the river. I'll put him in the river, but I don't have to drown him in the river. I'll just put him in the river.
因为他说这是个俊美的孩子，那个国王说呢，要把他扔到河里，那好吧，我就把他扔到河里。但是我把他扔到河里呢，并不意味着我要把他扔到河里淹死。
Sometimes your boss says to you, I want you to do this.
有时候你的老板跟你说呢，我要你做这件事情。
And you say, well, there's the right way of doing it and the wrong way of doing it. He probably wants me to do it the wrong way, but I'm going to do exactly what he says, the right way.
所以你说呢，有正确的方式去做，有错误的方式去做。也许呢，他也想要我，用错误的方式去做，但是呢，我，会按照正确的方式是照着他说的去做。
So I think that if I had a mother, I think our mother was this kind of a mother.
所以坦率的说呢，我的妈妈呢就是这个类型的妈妈。
She said, I think I'm going to train my children to do the right thing the right way.
她说呢，我会呢教导我的孩子呢正确的方式做正确的事。
So anyway, Jochebed has this great idea, and And then she says, verse 4, and his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him.
那不管什么时候呢，加克把摩西妈妈做了件正确的事情。第四节说呢，孩子的姐姐远远的站着，要知道她究竟怎样了。
So I'm not sure. I sometimes think that maybe Miriam, who was a sister, would have been 7 or 8 years old at this time.
所以呢，我不是很确定。我认为呢，摩西的姐姐 Miriam, 她这个时候大概7、8岁的样子。
And so Jochebed, the mother, comes up with this bright idea of putting him in a basket. And then she says to her daughter, you watch what's going to happen. Let me know what's going to happen.
那 Jochebed 呢，就是他的妈妈呢，有这么好的一个主意。然后他跟他的女儿说呢，你去看着，看着到底发生了什么，回来告诉我。
And verse 5 says, then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river.And her maidens walked along the riverside, and when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it.
因为第五节说，法老的女儿来到河边洗澡，她的使女们在河边行走，看见箱子在芦荻中，就打发一个女仆拿来。
So why do you think that Jochebed put Moses in the river where Pharaoh's daughter might see him.
那你认为为什么加可巴那个摩西的妈妈，她会把那个摩西放到河的那一段，就是法老的女儿有可能看得见的
？Do you think she might have thought that Pharaoh's daughter might just be there?
你认为呢？她是不是想过法老女儿会来呢
？Do you think that Pharaoh's daughter went down for a wash and a swim? Maybe every day or every Tuesday.
你认为就是那个法老的女儿是不是每天下河去洗澡或者游泳，或者每个星期二去下洗澡游泳呢
？And I think Jochebed prayed and said, "Lord, what do I do with this baby?"
我认为加可巴祷告了，说主啊，这个孩子我该怎么办呢
？He says, "I think I'll take him down, put him where Pharaoh's daughter might find him."
所以呢，他说呢，我认为呢，我要把他放在一个地方呢，法老的女儿有可能找得到的。
Now, what would you expect Pharaoh's daughter to do when she saw the baby?
你认为呢，法老女儿看见的这个婴儿，她会做什么
？Well, you'd expect she'd take the basket, turn it over, dump the baby out, and say to her father, "I saw a baby. I had to drown him myself."
那就是说，你认为他会去过去把那个篮子来翻过来，把那个孩子倒到河里去，然后回去跟他的法老父亲说呢？我看到一个婴儿，然后我把他给淹死了呢
？I don't know. Verse
6,
when she had opened and saw the child, behold, the baby wept.
因为第六节说呢，他打开箱子，看见那孩子，这孩子哭了。
So she had compassion on him.And said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children."
所以呢，他就可怜，他说这是希伯来人中的一个孩子。
Why did she have compassion on him?
为什么要怜悯他呢
？Probably because he was a beautiful child.
有可能他是个漂亮的孩子。
I had a friend in Singapore years ago, and she had a baby. He was 1 year old.
因为这个呢，我有个朋友呢，很多年前在新加坡，他有一个婴儿，大概是1岁。
And he won all kinds of awards when he was a baby.
所以呢，他呢得到了很多的奖赏，达到了很多的奖项。他当他还是个婴儿的时候。
And I don't remember the details of the story. All I know is that he was just like this baby. He was very intelligent.Very loving, and he won awards. The people in Singapore gave him awards for being such an outstanding baby.
所以我不知道很多的那样的就是细节，但是呢，这个婴儿呢，他非常的聪明，非常的就是说是智商高。那么说呢，他赢了很多的那个奖项，因为他如此的杰出，新加坡政府给他颁了一个奖。
One of the stories is that when he was 1 year old.His mother decided it was time for him to come to the breaking of bread.
因为其中一个让我非常的惊奇的事情是，当他一岁的时候，他妈妈决定让他来参加领圣餐。
And babies don't always behave very well at the breaking of bread.
在你生餐的时候，那婴儿的表现通常不大好。
So she sat him down, and she said to him, 1 year old, she said, now we are going to the baking of bread this morning, and we are going to worship the Lord.
因为他把他带来，把他放到旁边坐着，说呢，我们今天来餐领圣餐，我们要敬拜主。
And you must be a very good boy, and you must not cry.Because we are going to worship the Lord, and we don't want you to disturb us while we're worshiping the Lord.
他说你必须非常的乖，你不能哭，因为呢，我们要敬拜主。敬拜主的时候呢，我们不想您不想你的哭声打扰我们。
And he came, and he was a very good boy.
所以他们来了，他是个非常好的孩子。
And frankly, I don't understand that story.
坦率说，这故事我一点都不理解。
All I know is that that's a true story.
我所知道这是一个真实的故事。
And I think there was something outstanding about this boy, Moses. And I think when he started to cry, he began to break the heart of Pharaoh's daughter.
我不知道，但是我知道呢，这个呢就是是母亲呢是个非常的杰出的那个孩子。当他哭的时候呢，那个法老的女儿心都碎了。
Verse 7. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, This is Miriam standing on the bank. Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for you? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Go.So the maiden went and called the child's mother, and the Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed him.
第七节，孩子的姐姐对法老的女儿说，我去在希伯来妇人中叫一个奶妈来为你奶这孩子，可以吗？第八节，法老的女儿就对他说：“去吧。”童女就去叫了孩子的母亲来。法老的女儿对他说：“你把这孩子抱去为我奶他，我必给你工价。”妇人就抱了孩子去奶他。
So is that the kind of story you read every day?
这是你每天都能读到的故事吗
？No, what's wrong? What's wrong with this story?
不会的。那么这故事中间有什么不对劲呢
？If Pharaoh's daughter had 8 children at home.
如果法老女儿家里有八个孩子
，and if they were crying and laughing and playing and doing all kinds of things that children did, do you think this daughter would want another child?
你认为那些八个孩子他们都在那个哭啊笑啊去打闹啊做所有的孩子该做的事情，你认为法老女儿还想多要一个孩子吗
？No，
不会的。
Why do you think this Pharaoh's daughter wanted?Another child.
因为这个法老女儿为什么要多一个孩子呢
？Probably because she didn't have any children.
有可能是她一个孩子都没有。
Probably because she couldn't have any children.
有可能那是她自己不能生孩子。
Why do you think she might not have had any children and couldn't have any children?
你认为他为什么没有孩子，或者不能生孩子呢
？Because she was a sinner, like the other Egyptian women, probably had some terrible disease that prevented her from having children because they had lived wicked lives.
因为她是一个罪人，就像其他的埃及妇女一样，她们有那些可怕的疾病，疾病呢，就是说是让她们生不了孩子，主要是因为她们那种淫乱的生活导致的。
Did the Israelite women have those kinds of diseases?
以色列的女人有那样的疾病吗
？No，
没有。
Why didn't they?
她们为什么没有？
Because they lived in the land of Goshen all alone, and they didn't have much to do with the Egyptians.
因为他们单独的住在歌山地，他们和其他的埃及人呢没什么交往。
The Egyptians lived in sin, and their population didn't grow properly, and other things, all kinds of things that were wrong because of the sin they had. And the children of Israel lived alone, and they feared God, and they didn't have that sin.
所以呢，就是埃及人呢，他们当时呢住在以色列人的周围，他们呢有那些罪，他们过着那个不道德的那样的人生，所以他们有那些所有的疾病。那么以色列人他们单独的住在一起，他们敬畏神，所以他们没有那样的疾病，也没有那样的罪。
How do you think Moses' mother Jochebed felt about all this?
你认为就是摩西的妈妈恰克贝尔，她怎么感觉这件事情？
Do you think she was happy?
你认为她高兴吗？
I think she said, "This is amazing.
这个太神奇了！
I've got a son."
我生了个儿子，
And even Pharaoh's daughter says he doesn't have to die.
所以甚至是法老的女儿说呢，他不必死。
She said, "This is a miraculous son, absolutely marvelous."
这是一个奇迹般的孩子，绝对奇妙的。
Verse 10 says, "And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter."
第十节是孩子渐长，他把他带到法老的女儿那里，
And he became her son.
他做了他的儿子。
How do you think Jochebed felt that day?
因为那天贾克贝尔他的感觉怎么样？
Do you think she was a broken-hearted mother?
因为他是个伤心的母亲吗？
I think she was absolutely devastated.
我认为他绝对的就是灾难性的。
All I think she could say was, "God, you preserved this boy's life, and you can do something." And I think she prayed for that boy more than she'd ever prayed for him before.
因为我认为呢，他所有所做能做的，就是说神呐、啊，您呢拯救了这个孩子，那么说呢，您在他身上会行更多的大事，所以他所有能做的事情呢，就是为他祷告。我认为自此以后呢，他为他多多的祷告。
She took him to Pharaoh's daughter and she left him there. Have you ever heard of a story like that?
那么他带到法老女儿那里，就留在这里。你以前有没有听到过这样的故事呢？
Yeah, Samuel's mother did the same, didn't she?
是的，撒米尔的那个母亲做的同样的事情，是不是？
What did God do with that son that Samuel's mother left with Eli?
因为就是神在那个撒米尔的妈妈留下奶的那个孩子和以撒在一起，
Made him a mighty man of God.
他就变成一个强大的属神的
What
人。
happened to Jochebed's
那么
son?
加克伯斯的儿子发生了什么呢？
He became a mighty man of God.
他成为那属神的大能的人。
Why did those men become mighty men of God?
为什么那些人都能成为属神的大能的人呢？
Because they had absolutely outstanding mothers.
因为他们呢有绝对杰出的母亲。
So once I met a woman, I said, "What is your name?"
有一次呢，我碰到一个女人，我说你叫什么名字啊？
She was from the Philippines.
她是菲律宾来的。
She said, "My name is Jochebed."
她说名字叫 Jochebed。
I said, "What? I have never met anybody in the world with that name, Jochebed, except you."
我说呢，我在世界上没有碰到任何一个人，除了你以外，叫加克
I said, "You're a very fortunate woman if you can live a life like Jochebed."
我说那你会是一个非常的幸运的女人，如果你能像加克贝的那样去生活。
We've got lots of good women in the world. I'm amazed that there aren't more whose names aren't Jochebed. Think if I had a daughter, I'd like her to be an outstanding woman like Jochebed.
因为我认为呢，我们世界上有很多非常杰出的妇女，如果她们中间呢，肯定有人名叫加克贝的。如果我能生一个女儿，我也愿意她像加克贝的那样去生活。
So verse 10 says, "The child grew, and she became, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter. He became her son. She called his name Moses, saying, 'Because I drew him out of the water.'"
所以第十节继续说呢，就做了他的儿子，他给孩子起名叫摩西，意思是说，因为我把他从水里拉出来，
That's a very significant name.
这是一个非常重要的名字，
He should have been dead.
他应该死了，
He should have been drowned.
他应该被淹死了。
And so instead of pushing him under or turning the basket over, she drew him out of the water.
所以呢，他并没有把他呢，就是那个篮子翻过来，把他扔到水里，他把他从水里拉出来了。
Is that your name?
就是你的名字吗？
I think so. My name is like Moses, because God came down one day and said, Harold, I love you. I want you to trust me. And I said, I trust you. And he drew me out of the waters of the world and delivered me from the waters of eternal death.
因为这是说，我认为呢，我就是像那样的，我就像摩西那样。有一天呢，就是神呢对我说呢，孩儿的，我爱你，我要救你。如果你相信我的话，我说我相信你。然后呢，神呢就把我从这个世界的水里拉出来，把我从那个永恒的淹死的水里救出来了。
So, I'm not sure that she understood the significance of the name, but it was a good name.
我呢不是很确定他知道那个名字的意思，但是这是个好名字。
Verse 11. Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brothers and looked at their burdens.
第十一节是后来摩西长大，他出去到他弟兄那里，看到他们的重担，见一个埃及人打希伯来人的一个弟兄。
The facts are that there's probably 40 years between, or 38 years maybe, between verse 10 and verse 11.
因为现在问题是呢，大概在那个第十节和第十一节之间呢，过去了38年。
You've noticed that, haven't you? Very often in the Bible, there's years of long silence before something happens.
所以你们大家也都注意到，在圣经里，那就是说是啊，有时候呢有很长的静默的年份在圣经里。
Have you noticed in your life that there's often years of long silence before anything seems to happen?
所以呢，你有没有意识到，在你的人生里呢，有很多年呢，就是非常的静默，直到一些重要事情发生了。
And you could get discouraged by the silence.
你可能被这些静默呢感到灰心。
You might even pray and say, God, surely you're a good God. Why haven't you answered this prayer?
所以你有可能祷告说，神呐、啊，您是一位良善的神，为什么您还没有回答我的这个祷告呢
？Why haven't you done anything?
你为什么不去做一些事情呢
？And what was happening during these years?
你在这些年份里发生了什么呢
？Hebrews chapter 11. We read about Moses there.
希伯来书的第十一章，你在这里可以读到摩西。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书的第十一章。
And verse number
23.
You're right. That's it. Verse number 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child. They were not afraid of the king's commands.
希伯来书第十一章第二十三节说，摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，也因着信心就把他藏了三个月，并不怕王的命令。
So who was behind this story?
谁在这个故事的后面呢
？Jochebed and her husband, whose name was Amram.
雅各伯和她的丈夫的名字叫 Amram.
So we read all about Jochebed. Why don't we read about Amram?
所以我们读了大量的关于加克伯的，那么为什么没有读到 Amram 呢
？Well, Amram was a slave.
Amram 是个奴隶。
He was out making bricks for, Pharaoh.
他每天呢都在为法老做砖。
He probably didn't have the privilege of coming home every day. He probably was away for long periods of time.
其实他有可能没有那样的权利，每天都回家。他可能离家的时间已经很长了。
But he was behind this wonderful plan too.
但他也是在做这个奇妙的计划的。
And he was hidden 3 months by Amram and Jochebed, they organized to hide him.
把那个摩西呢藏了3个月， Amram 和 Jochebed 呢， 他们做了这样周密的计划藏他。
Now, what happened after that? Verse
24.
By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
第24节说摩西因着信心长大了就不肯成为法老女儿之子，他宁可选择与神的百姓同受苦难，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
So here's Moses growing up.
这摩西在长大。
And how many mothers did he have?
这几个妈妈。
He had two.
两个。
And the mother that he was his natural mother said to him, Moses, God has preserved your life and he's got a great work for you to do. You side with the children of Israel.
这里面呢，他的生母说呢，孩子啊，那个神呢，就是救了你，保守了你，那么他呢？ 在你的身上有一个大的计划，你要站在你的本民这一边。And
he says, if I do that, I'll be a slave.
他说呢，如果我这么去做呢，我就会成为奴隶了。And
his other mother, Pharaoh's daughter, said, Moses, you come with us. You get to live like a prince. She might even have said, you know, we don't have many boys in our family. You could even be Pharaoh.
因为他的那个另外一个母亲就是法老女儿说呢，啊，摩西呢，如果你跟我们站在一边呢，你就会成为王子。你这王子呢，因为呢，他有可能对他说呢，我们家里面又有多少个男孩？如果你站在我这一边呢，最终你有可能成为法老的。So
what are you going to do? If that were you, what would you have done?
你呢？你会怎么做？如果那是你，你会怎么做？
Wow. All right. By faith, verse 24 again. Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
因为第24节，摩西因着信心长大了，就不肯成为法老女儿之子。
Well, that's a pretty blunt
这个呢，非常,
decision.
这是一个非常的大胆的决定。
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God.
所以呢，就是说是选择与神的百姓同受苦难。That's
a big choice.
这是个大的选择。You
either go with luxury and prominence and glory, or you suffer affliction. What are you going to do, Moses? Moses said, I'm going to go with God and his people.
因为就是你可能享受那种豪华的、荣耀的、愉快的生活，还是与你的百姓同受苦难呢？摩西说呢，我宁愿选择和百姓同受苦难。Was
he a great man? Yep.
他是个伟大的人吗？是的。
Why did he reach that decision?
他为什么得出这样的结论呢？
Verse 26.
第26节。
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked forward to the reward.
第26节说，他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财富更宝贵，因为他看重所要得的赏赐。
What's the appropriate finish line, Moses?
所以摩西呢，这终点是正确的终点在哪里呢？
Moses said, I would rather have the blessings of Jesus.
所以摩西说呢，我宁愿要主耶稣基督的赐福。I
don't need the rewards of this life.
我不需要这个今生的奖赏。Verse
27 says, by faith, Moses forsook Egypt.
所以呢，第27节，他因着信心就离开埃及。What
a wonderful man. Not fearing the wrath of king, for he endured. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见了不能看见的主。
He looked around, he could see Pharaoh, he could see his daughter, he could see the whole thing, and then he looked and he saw as invisible, he saw the invisible God and said, I am going to serve God.
然后呢，环顾四周，他看到了埃及人，看见了法老，看见了法老的女儿，然后呢，他看见了不能看见的主，他说呢，我决定要服侍主。
So verse 11 says he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brothers.
第十一节说呢，他看到其中的一个埃及人呢，打他的希伯来的兄弟。
So when he saw no man, he looked this way and that, and when he saw no man, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand.
我们回到出埃及记第二章的第十二节。
他左右观看，见没有人，就把埃及人打死了，藏在沙土里。Okay, so verse 13. When he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrews were fighting, and he said to the one who did the wrong, "Why are you striking your companion?"
第十三节说，第二天他出去见有两个希伯来人争斗，就在那个犯错的说，你为什么打你的同伴呢？
Then he said, Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?
所以呢，第十四节呢，那人就说：“谁立你做我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，像杀埃及人那样吗？”
So Moses feared and said, Surely this thing is known.
摩西便惧怕说：“这事儿必是被人知道了。”
Okay, so. Apparently the news got out. What's likely to happen?
所以呢，很明显的，这个消息泄露出去了。那么说，你认为下一步会发生什么呢？
Very soon, Pharaoh is going to find out about it.
所以很快，法老就会知道了。And
when Pharaoh does find out about it, what's he likely to do?
所以呢，就是如果法老真的发现了，他很可能怎么做呢？
Kill Moses.
杀了摩西。
Did Moses have an easy life?
所以摩西的人生容易吗?
No.
不容易。
Lots of riches.
很多的财富。
But lots of problems.
但是很多的麻烦。
And anyway, here he is in this terrible thing.
不管怎么说，这里发生了可怕的事情。
Verse 15, when Pharaoh heard of the matter, he did find out. He sought to kill Moses, but Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh, dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well.
第十五节，法老听见这事，法老真的是知道了，就想杀摩西，但摩西从法老面前逃跑，住在米甸地，在他在井旁坐下。
How do you think Moses felt?
你认为摩西的感受是怎么样的？
Have you ever used the expression, I think I blew it?
所以呢，你认为呢？有没有说这句话？我认为我搞砸了。It
shouldn't have worked out this way.
这个方式应该行不通了。It's
one thing when you decide to do something and you do it wrong and it all blows up on you.
所以呢，就是其中呢，如果你决定做一件事情，你做错了，然后呢，就这一切都搞砸了，你是一回事儿。Is
there anything that's worse than that?
还有没有比这更糟的事情呢？
You say yes.
你说有。
What's worse than that?
有什么比这更糟呢？
When God tells you to do something and you do it wrong and it doesn't work, that's worse than when you think you should do it and it doesn't work.
因为当神告诉你去做，你做错了，行不通了，这个比你说你自己觉得去该怎么做，做错了行不通了，要糟得多。That
must have been a very difficult day for Moses.
所以对摩西来说呢，可能是非常的艰难的日子。Sometimes
you will find a difficult day.
有时候呢，你会发现艰难的日子。Don't
give up.
别放弃。
You keep on walking with Jesus.
你要继续与主同行。
Let God use the difficult day to bring about days of blessing and purpose for you and for God.
所以呢，就是说，让神去用这样的艰难的日子，从这个日子里呢，给你将来带来祝福和给神带来荣耀。
So he went to the land of Midian.
因为跑到米甸去了，
He didn't go back to Canaan.
他没有跑回迦南，
He just went to the land of Midian.
就是跑到米甸去了。
And he sat down by a well.
他是坐在井旁。
What do you think when he sat down by a well?
你让他坐在井旁呢，会发生什么？
Do you think maybe he remembered the story of Isaac?
你让他记得以撒的故事吗？
And how Eliezer, his servant, sat down by a well, and that's where he got a wife.
所以呢，就是他的仆人 Eliezer 坐在井旁，这是以撒怎么样的娶到妻子的。
He got a wife from God.
可在神那里找到了妻子。
Same story with Jacob. He sat down by the well.And he got a wife from God.
所以呢，同样的故事发生在雅各身上。他坐在那个井旁呢，他也从神那里得到了一位妻子。
And we don't know the details, but he sits down by the well, and by the grace of God, he's going to get a wife here too.
所以呢，我们不知道细节到什么。借着神的恩典，他坐在井旁，他在这里也找到了妻子。
Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters.
米甸的祭司有七个女儿。
And they came and drew water, and they filled the troughs to water their father's flock.
他们来打水，打满了槽，要引父亲的群羊。
Then the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock.
就是接着说，有牧羊的人来把他们赶走了，摩西就起来帮助他们，又引了他们的群羊。
Great guys, these Midianite shepherds.
所以呢，就是这些米甸人的牧羊人呢，都是很强壮的人。
They go to the well. When did they go to the well?
他们来到井边，他们什么时候来到井边的呢
？Immediately after these women had gone to the well.
就是在这些女人们刚到那个井旁之后
，And these 7 daughters drew all the water, filled the water troughs with water.
所以他的七个女儿呢，一直呢打水，打水把水槽灌满。
And when just when the water troughs were filled with water, they came along, drove the women away, and watered their own flocks with the water that the women had drawn.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是当那个水槽的水满的时候呢。这些呢，米甸人就冲过来，把那些女人们赶走，然后用那些女人们用打上来的水去引他自己的羊。
Do you respect that?
你尊重这样的人吗
？The Apostle Paul didn't do that.
使徒保罗他不这么做。
The Apostle Paul said, "When I go preaching, I'm going to go to preach in an area where nobody else had heard." I don't want to build on someone else's service.
因为使徒保罗说呢，当我出去讲，传道的时候呢，我去到那个地方，没有任何人去传过道的地方，我不想去在别人已经传过道的基础上再去，抢占别人的服事。
Some people say I'm going to build a church by bringing people from all kinds of other churches, and they'll do all the work, and I'll get all the glory and the money.
所以有些人说呢，我要把其他的教会的人都搞到我们这个教会来，他们做所有的工作，然后我在这里得到荣耀和得到钱。
Did the Midianites ever do anything like this again?
所以米甸人以前他有没有做过这样的事情呢
？What happened in Gideon's day?
在那个 Gideon 的那个时期发生了什么
？Well, the Midianites waited.To come into the land, and they only came in to conquer the land immediately after the harvest.
所以米甸人呢，他们就是说是在那个土地上等待，等待那个基甸人。当他们丰收的时候，收来刚刚丰收的时候，他们就马上来把东西抢走。
So the Israelites, they did all the planting, and all the weeding, and all the harvesting.And bring it all into the barns, and then the Midianites came along and said, "Thanks, guys," and they went to the barn and they took all the produce for themselves.
因为以色列人呢，他们呢播种，他们呢浇水栽种啊，所有事情都以色列人做的。当那个作物成长了以后呢，刚刚长出来，那些米甸人说：“谢谢你们，让他们来把那些东西都全部抢走了。”
It's interesting, isn't it? That very often, like father, like son, very often, people of one nationality behave like those in their nationality, not like the others. And the Midianites were people of very, very questionable character, and the Lord punished them for this kind of behavior.
这个里面通常呢，就是有其父必有其子，是不是呢？米甸人呢，他们非常像他们的先辈那样，他们通常呢就是说是，不劳而获去抢占他们的别人的东西来，神呢非常憎恶这个惩罚了他们。
Praise the Lord for verse 17 again. Then the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock.
第17节再次有牧羊的人来把他们赶走了，摩西却起来帮助他们，又引了他们的群羊。
Good man, Moses.
摩西，你是个好人。
All right, but we're going to leave it there today. We'll pick it up next week, and the Lord bless us.
因为我们今天停到这里，下个星期呢会捡起来继续讲，主赐福我们。
Let's pray.
我们的祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this story. We're thankful that you trained Moses.
主啊，我们感谢这个故事，我们感谢您呢训练了摩西。
He had a hard life, Lord, but you gave him much blessing and much blessing to the world as a result of him.
所以呢，他有一个非常艰难的人生，主啊，但是您呢赐给他很多的赐福，然后通过他来赐福给整个世界。
Lord, we agree these are good stories.
主啊，我们同意这是好故事。
Our prayer is that you will see fit to bless us and help us learn from these stories. We would like to be like Moses.
主啊，我们的祷告是呢，您呢，就是看是不是合适呢，就是说是让我们教导我们，让我们呢也像摩西那样去过我们的人生。
And so we ask it all now in Jesus' name and give thanks.
我们祈求这些都是奉主耶稣基督的名，并献上感恩。
Amen.
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 Okay, well, thank you.